Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, welcome to Carton Blue. My name's Dan Rowlands. I'm joined this evening for a bit of a breaking news episode, I guess. So the news broke about 6 hours ago, but here we are. To talk about Ashley Young departing the club at the end of his contract. I've seen a lot of social media reaction to this. It's been my day off today, so I've been kind of out of the loop a little bit. My Twitter page is full of kind of tributes to Ashley Young, and I felt like it was fitting or right for us to quickly jump on and have a chat for 15, 20 minutes about his two stints at the club. I think the title for this, I've not decided as of yet, but by the time it gets uploaded to YouTube and Spotify later, will be something like A Farewell to an Aston Villa Legend or something like that. And I think that might kind of ruffle a few feathers whether he is a legend, and that's probably a little debate we'll have in a little bit. But John, first of all, how are you? And what was your kind of initial reaction to this news this afternoon or this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Really busy day to have your day off, so lucky you. I am a little bit surprised because I thought he was going to stay, because, as we'll get on to, a number of different reasons, but I thought he had a part to play next season, if I'm totally honest, just because of his experience and his know-how, and not just that, but the way that he conducts himself around Bodymore and everything that he does for the club, not just in terms of the first team, how he helps younger players, for example. And there's little bits of information as well that isn't sort of public knowledge, but he gave much more than just, being in the first team dressing room and sort of being that club captain that obviously he was appointed as being at the start of the season, which I thought was almost overlooked in a way, because there was a lot of, controversy when Mings was stripped of it and John McGinn was handed it. But then in the first line of the press release, I believe, it was like, oh, Ashley Young's the club captain, but obviously that's different to being the captain, who wears the armband on a match day. But he's conducted himself, admirably throughout his second stint, his 2 years, and he's a model professional. And I think that has shown in the way that Villa have performed, especially under Unai Emery. It must have been incredibly difficult for him and the rest of the squad in the first third of the season. So to come out of it the other end, I think Ashley Young would have played a huge role in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's my first Villa hero as such. Obviously, from the first stint, I'm not like that young that now. But yeah, my sort of idol growing up in a way. I was looking, obviously, today, doing different stories on him. And one of my first stories working for the Birmingham Mail was also him signing for Villa. So
that's really nice.
With me and Ashley. Near enough 250 appearances. And yeah, we'll get on to it. But for me, he is a legend, because that can be... Yeah, I don't think you have to win something. You don't have to win a trophy to be a legend at a club, because if we call Jack Grealish a legend, who, I'm rightly so, but I know he won something, but that's a playoff trophy and we don't celebrate that given our history. So, yeah, like Gareth Barry, you'd probably say is a legend. Ashley Young belongs, obviously, in that category. So, yeah, definitely a legend for me.
If anything, this is almost a little spin-off video, really, of the kind of terminology around football. Like, what's a cult hero? What's a hero? What's a legend? What does it make to kind of get a player that status? And it's a difficult one, because it's probably so many variables in different clubs, and different players will have different kind of categories to be put into. I'm not quite sure what categorises a club legend. Like, do you have to win something? You just said there you don't have to, and I pulled a face as if I agreed with you, and I probably do, but if you do win something, that doesn't give you legendary status, because a lot of, let's face it, average players win trophies at football clubs that don't go on to be legendary status. So I think a lot of appearances over a number of years and being a well-liked member of the squad internally and by the fans probably elevates you a little bit. But again, what kind of categorises various players will be dependent from club to club. And ultimately, whether you think he's a hero, a legend, or just a decent player, doesn't really matter. Everyone will have their own opinions based on their own upbringing and how long they've supported the club and how many different players they've seen through. Maybe you and me are, I don't know, the bias is the right word, but our kind of first era of a good Aston Villa is the O'Neill era, and a very different Ashley Young in that first stint versus the second stint that I think James Rushton tweeted this afternoon, that he was Grealish before Grealish. Like this explosive winger, could do absolutely everything. Martin O'Neill describing him as world-class one of those days. I think it was after that Everton goal away at Goodison in the last couple of minutes. Great delivery, free kicks, played for England. But then people say the way he left and then died for Man United against Villa, how can he be a legend to do something like that? And then he only comes back in his twilight years. And that might have been a fair argument at one stage, that he's only come back because of his age. But, and I've said it a few times on the show, in kind of in hindsight, and certainly at the time, that if Ashley Young is playing a lot of games for Aston Villa, I'd worry about our recruitment, because a 36, 37-year-old playing so many games for us, you think, well, why haven't we signed somebody better than that, or a better profile than that? Totally surpassed my expectations. And I know we're doing our live show tomorrow, and I think one of the questions in that might be something like surprise of the season or something like that. And Ashley Young being very good at football still at 38 is probably my surprise of the season in some aspects, that considering his age and the position and the role he was asked to do under Emery, kind of defied logic a few times to think, how is he still doing this at this age? So a great servant for the football club and played a lot of games and contributed a lot in two different stints that, as he said afterwards, you know, I played in Europe last time we were here, it'd be nice to play in Europe again. You know, to get the club into Europe in two occasions, in two very different roles, is some feat. So like you said before, he will have been instrumental in the dressing room over the last 6 months to kind of instill discipline and in-game management and things like that, and kind of streetwise-ness. And he would have, you know, a lot of the players in the squad will have learnt a lot from Ashley Young. And I saw John McGinn tweet something about gutted to lose him or something like that. And McGinn won't be the only one who's tweeted something like that, or who will go on to tweet something like that, because you'd imagine that kind of personality will be a huge loss to the dressing room.
You've mentioned it there, Dan, but he joined Villa not when the club was in Europe, but some months after. So in theory, he's left Villa as he found it, in a way, because he came through in that team that, you know, over the last 20, you know, years or so has been the best Villa team. And now he is right now in the Villa team that we see as the best. Do you know what I mean? So in the two best teams as such, or the two good teams Villa have had over the last 20 years, or since the turn of the millennium, then he is in both of them. And for me, that doesn't grant you legendary status, but is in that alone. But for me, he is, because I don't think you have to win a trophy to have a significant impact on a team or a club. So, for example, Jack Grealish, he is probably one of the best players Aston Villa have ever had. Let's be honest. And what he gave to the club in terms of getting promotion through for the Championship and back into the Premier League and so on. So I think it's what impact you have on a club that makes you a legend. You don't have to win a Carabao Cup for that to happen. Like, Harry Kane will probably not win anything at Tottenham, but he's obviously a legend at Spurs. So yeah, it obviously depends on what club you play for at the same time. But I think if you can have an impact on that team, like Ashley Young has, to me, that makes you a legend. But obviously, happy for debate in the comments and whatnot. What was the question that you asked? Sorry.
I don't know. Sorry. I just realised well that my kind of first answer there was about 5 minutes long, and I feel so much.
The only other thing I'd say is, obviously you mentioned that you were, you know, surprised about what Young gave to the team. And I'll be honest, so was I, more surprised about his consistency more than anything.
Yeah.
When we signed him, I presume it was mainly led by Rob McKenzie, who's the recruitment head at Villa. I remember he signed Esteban Cambiasso for Leicester, and he wanted to, I think he wanted some Miroslav Klose as well, but didn't. Clearly there was, you know, we shouldn't neglect a 35-year-old, a 34-year-old because they're older, when clearly Ashley Young's proven that he can do that. I think he spent a couple of years Inter Milan, wasn't it?
And Conte,
left wing back at like 33, 34 in the Serie A, which is all, you know, all high energy and application. So I don't think anyone was doubting what we were getting, but for me, it was just the consistency and that not getting worse. If anything, it got better for me. Like this season, I think he's the fourth highest player in the Premier League to have, or to have tackled more of the dribblers that he's faced, if that makes sense. So he's quite good as well. It's not just that he's a, you know, he's a calm head in the dressing room and he's got an experience, you know, to show for it too. He's a quality player and he's shown that over the last 2 years with Villa, especially this season. Like, I think he started 6 of the 10 games that we were unbeaten for. So yeah, he will be a loss for sure. And that's why I'm a bit surprised that we didn't just think, okay, well, we'll give him another year. Don't think there's much risk.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In it, but yeah, we trust what Emery wants.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, made a lot of appearances for Villa, scored a lot of goals, got loads of assists, 60 assists in 250-odd games is great. I mean, what's that, 90 goal contributions, give or take, 98 goal contributions in 250 games. Very, very good considering the latter
30 of those would have
30
been.
30-odd games are in defence, so although he did score this season, of course, against Forest. Yeah, very, very good player. I really, really like him. If I was getting if I'd had this season shirt, he would almost be like, oh, maybe I'll go for Ashley Young on the back as like a kind of memento to the past kind of thing. I loved him growing up, and seeing him come back was like this kind of nice fairy tale story that, let's talk about that Forest goal quickly, that like, the oldest goal scorer in the Premier League for Villa or something like that, I think, outfield player. Something like, was it like 4,000 days or something between his last goal for the club in his first stint and then the Forest goal. Like, just a really nice touch and a nice kind of story, like you said earlier, to be with Villa when he left, whatever the way he left to go to Man United in his prime when he dived and all that. Forget all that for a minute. He was very good in his first stint. He's been very good in his second and got Villa along with the other players back into Europe this season, and I would have loved to have seen him stick around for another year, and we'll talk about that decision in a sec, but there's no room for sentiment in football and arguably a business decision as much as anything you'd expect.
Yeah, on that Forest goal, I was covering the game for Ash at the time, and I was where the press box is at the City Ground. It's right behind, or not literally right behind, but you get a really good view of, basically I got a really good view of the goal and I just remember picking up my head from doing my live blog, and the ball comes out, whether it's from a corner or a set piece or whatever, and it just drops perfectly for him, and you think as soon as he hits it, it's right in the net. So yeah, it was like an arrow. If that's, oh well, it is his last goal for the club, again another fitting way to end his career at Villa.
Let's extend the fairy tale slightly that Villa got into Europe by a point. Let's say it was Ashley Young's goal against Forest to seal that point that got us into Europe.
Yes, it was. In theory, you can make an argument. I wrote a piece before jumping on the podcast just saying, kind of just, you know, outlining his career, whatever. But the only tinge of like frustration I have is that he's done almost, not almost everything, but he's done that sort of full circle of joining Villa, as I say, when they were good, leaving Villa in, you know, when they're good as well. So he's kind of come through it. And yeah, it's bizarre how both the teams that are about 13 years apart, that us Villa fans, all this generation of Villa fans, all the Villa over the last 20 years, both of those best teams have Ashley Young in it in a completely different, you know, way. The only thing that's missing is that trophy. And he had the League Cup that was robbed from us. And you just get the feeling that Villa are on the cusp of something really special under Emery. Next season, I'd back us to win a trophy. And just for that 1 year of having Ashley Young around, where again, I don't see there's any risk really attached with it. I think he would have given us so much in terms of being able to win trophies and having experience of finals and stuff like that. So I think he could have helped anyway. The fact that I've got an image in my head of him lifting a trophy, and it's not going to escape me until we do. So yeah, I think that's the only sort of disappointment I have with it. Like, he's left on great terms, and he's left being a part of the best Villa team since he was in a good Villa team. But it's just a shame that he won't be lifting the Conference League trophy with us.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of things this afternoon. Like I said, I've been off today, so I've not been as kind of in the loop as I normally would be if I was on shift. I've seen a few kind of comments like, this is Unai Emery's first bad decision, or this is Unai Emery's first big mistake, that kind of terminology around this decision. I think it's a difficult one, really, because this kind of like, we have this narrative of like, trust the process, and that kind of cliche of Unai Emery is a genius. He's got a massive plan. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he wants. I don't care about transfer rumours. I don't care about who we might be signing, who might be leaving. If Unai Emery wants to do it or let somebody go or keep somebody, I trust his decision no matter what, because he's king kind of thing. Like, what he says goes. And I agree with all that. But on the flip side, kind of the sentimental Villa fan side of everyone here watching, one more year would have been lovely. To see him lift a trophy would have been amazing if, you know, we do something next year. Just one more year. He can't be on a lot of money. He's a utility man. He can play a few different roles. We've got more games next season with Europe. We're hopefully going to get through the first stages of the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup, unlike last year. So there's more games to play. Like, surely Ashley Young can still do a role there. Come on, Emery, why couldn't it have been one more year? And I think both of those can be true. You can be kind of disappointed that Ashley Young has left without kind of going on to really eclipse himself into legendary status by winning a trophy, and also kind of agree with the fact that if Emery's made the decision, he's made it for a reason, and we've got no choice but to back it. But you have to back it because, you know, like we said, you have to kind of trust the process.
Like, the first part of me just says, well, Emery sees his players every week, and I think he's earned the trust of the fans. So I think most fans will take it like a, well, if that's what Emery wants, then that's what Emery gets. Not saying he wants him to leave, but if that's what Emery sees is more beneficial or most practical for the team, then that's what's going to happen, and fans will back it. I think, looking from the outside, again, it seems a bit low risk, so I would have just kept him around because I don't see there being an issue with Ashley Young kind of giving his experiences. And again, because he's played in Europe with Man United, he's travelled the world with them. So everything that is going to be new for Villa isn't new for Ashley Young. And that's been the case for, 18 months now. So, yeah, again, a little bit puzzled by it. But ultimately, what Emery sees is, as you say, that's king. That's his decision, and I'll back it because of that. So, yeah, we're waiting on a kind of an official word of what exactly is, say, the plan or what was said in terms of did the club make an offer or not, that sort of thing. We'll get a word on that soon, hopefully. So that'll sort of clear up any sort of confusion about, was Young offered terms and didn't accept them or whatever it may be. But clearly he wanted to stay. So it's more likely so that the club would have not offered him a contract. But yeah, we'll get an official word on that.
I kind of said to you before we started, it's a shame that we didn't all know this information before Sunday and the lap of appreciation when Young is on the pitch at the end speaking about, oh, we'll see you all in Europe. I was in this club last time they were in Europe. I'd love to be playing here next time they're in Europe next season. And him and Dara Mings are tweeting each other afterwards, kind of giving each other the eye emojis and all the kind of noise and the speculation from the outside. If you kind of read between the lines, I look at stuff like that and go, that's two teammates there kind of winding the fan base up, knowing that Young's already signed is how it looks. Oh, let's see whether he's here next year. Dara Mings, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I know he's going to be here. Like, that's how it felt like. So to see the kind of club statement, Ashley Young leaves after his contract ends, it's like, whoa, where did that come from? Like, that statement doesn't kind of get backed up by the noise that preceded it. So it kind of seemed like, you know, Emery kept saying, well, we'll talk about contracts at the end of the season, and Ashley Young's one of the first ones I want to speak to. So from that, you assume, well, he's the one whose contract's running out, so he's the priority. We'll deal with it at the end because it's a formality. Young's the first one I want to speak to, and it'll be easy because I want to keep him. That's what we all inferred from that. Young saying, I want to stay. I want to play one more year. I want to be in Europe again. Like I said, he's giving each other the eyes on social media. So you think, well, Emery wants him. Young wants to stay. Done deal. Just because Unai Emery wanted to speak to him first doesn't mean he wants him. Like, I think we kind of read between the lines in the wrong sense there. It could have been, I want to speak to him first because I want to wash my hands of it and go, right, it's an easy decision for me because I know I don't want him here next year because he's not going to play. So it works both ways, doesn't it? I'm not saying, by the way, that the club knew before Sunday, because the conversation would have happened Monday, Tuesday, or even possibly today, but I doubt that. But it would have been nice to have had that communicated before if they did know. So we could have given Young a proper send-off in that Brighton game because he absolutely deserves it.
I wrote in my notebook last night on the mail saying that decision is going to be coming soon. And there it was. Was it the morning? This morning? The afternoon, maybe? Okay. But yeah, obviously that would have been communicated to Young, I don't think right after Sunday, in terms of after the game, but this week. And I don't know, maybe he's a bit surprised by it. I've no idea. But clearly Emery would have had this this plan for weeks, because I don't think it would have taken him too long to sort of assess what exactly he wants to do with the squad. He took a couple of weeks to know that he wanted, that he didn't want Danny Ings any longer. Same as the other players who left out on loan, who left on loan. So yeah, I think Emery has a plan, and we'll get onto it in a minute, but we can expect, you know, several top additions to come into the squad and the squad to be beefed up. So that's again why I'm a little bit surprised why Young was allowed to go, because the squad depth isn't what it needs to be at the moment, is it? So there's four or five, maybe even six additions that need to happen for the bench to improve, for the first 11 to improve, because obviously that's the main aim. Villa need to improve in general. Just a little bit surprised. I'm sure Ashley Young was probably, again, not sort of shocked or anything or dramatic necessarily, because, you know, I'm sure he wasn't led down a garden path or anything by it. But yeah, personally, I was surprised. I'm sure Ashley Young probably thought something similar. But ultimately, he can look back on his career, his first stint, and now his second stint with only fond memories. And that, I think, is sort of mission accomplished, I suppose, for him. So yeah.
I guess it's about playing time, isn't it, from Emery's point of view, you would imagine that. Yeah, you talk about upgrading the bench, which ultimately at this level is upgrading your first team, and whoever's in the first team at the moment drops down to the bench. So let's say the first choice right back is Matty Cash. Matty Cash is going to become a bench player, I would expect. You know, if you've got four fullbacks in Cash, a new right back, Dean and Moreno, let's say none of them get injured and they play, I don't know, 25 games each in various competitions.
Yeah.
Where's the room for Ashley Young? Like we're saying, he's a utility man. He can play anywhere. Where he can really play is left back and right back consistently. He's not going to suddenly start playing off the striker or central midfield or anything. Like, he's going to play full back either side. So if you've got two right backs and two left backs who are both fit all the way through the season, touch wood. I know it always doesn't work like that. Like we've seen Dean and Moreno both get injured at the same time. But let's say they are theoretically fit all the way through a season, there isn't a space for Ashley Young to play.
Yeah, and we're not privy to the negotiation. We don't know if Villa offered
of course,
or whatever it may be, or they didn't. I've no idea. We'll find out. But yeah, that is a good point, because there's two players for each position, and when they are two very good players in terms of Moreno and Dean, Cash, and if, you know, presumably Villa buy another right back, and they will be as good as Cash, if not better. Or add competition in that position. There isn't space for Young, you are right. But I just think on the flip side, that every top team seems to have those players that know they're not going to be playing very often. I just think for a year, would it have been the worst thing to keep someone around the place? I don't know. Because as you say, players will be a bit gutted by it. And I don't think that will influence how we play next season at all, really, in terms of how they feel about the situation. But Ashley Young staying around for me would have only helped. It would have only been a positive thing. I don't think we'd be losing anything by giving him a new deal. It would only sort of help, you know, the situation in terms of Villa travelling around Europe.
The kind of easy analysis here is that old player leaves club and returns in coaching role. Is that, do we know if there's any possibility in that, that Ashley Young has even done his badges or anything, or is that just a very lazy point?
I'd be shocked considering they've put it since the club apart statement saying he's leaving at the end of his contract.
Yeah, it's fancy football stuff, isn't it? Unai Emery with his backroom team of Spanish coaches plus Ashley Young. Oh, come on, it's not going to happen, is it?
I wrote my piece saying it doesn't feel like the end though, in a way, because I don't know if he wants to do coaching. I think he does. I think there's been some sort of...
rings a bit of a bell.
Yeah, potentially, but I don't want it to feel like it's the end, so maybe it's not the end of Young's sort of... I don't know, career with Villa in a weird way. Like, I see him as like an ambassador, not literally an ambassador, but when he was playing for us, I think he was such a good ambassador in terms of his experience and how he carries himself in terms of the media as well. So yeah, we'll see what happens, but no, I'm like 99% sure that's the end.
And a very quick mention, obviously, as we're recording this live at the moment on Wednesday, 31st of May, and this video will come out on the Wednesday. Tomorrow, 1st of June, is our Claret & Blue live show. Matt Kendrick, James Ruston, yourself, John, and me will be at Hockley Social Club. We've sold 390 tickets, John. And ultimately, it's a free event. People will drop out and not turn up. That's absolutely fine. But say 150 don't turn up, it's still going to be an event twice the size of the first show we did. So big crowd.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, nearly 400 people, okay.
We have changed things slightly if people haven't seen the email I sent. We were planning to start the show at 7, but due to some kind of technicalities at the venue, we're going to be starting at 7.30, 7.40. So if we start the show 30 to 40 minutes later than we planned, we're not going to finish the show to 30 or 40 minutes later than we planned. So if you were expecting to be out of the venue at 9 o'clock, for example, to go and catch a train, it's now going to be more like 9:30, 9:45. So if that affects your travel plans, again, I've already had a couple of emails today of people saying, oh, it's now going to finish later, so I'm not going to be able to come. If that's the case, fine. You can email us and let us know via the Eventbrite detail link. If you can't come, no worries whatsoever. Like we said, it's still going to be a massive event, a great party for us, and we are filming it, of course, as well. The video from the live event, the first half, the kind of season review, will be out on Saturday, the 3rd of June. So that's the kind of schedule for when things will appear online. The live show, as I said, is tomorrow, Thursday 1st. John, are you excited or nervous?
No, I'm excited. It's fine. I think after the first 10 minutes, we'll be all good, and then we'll be ready to questions from 400 people.
Yeah, once you settle in, yeah, make your first pass, connect your first tackle, make your first save. Once you've done that, the nerves will go and you'll be fine. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you listen on Spotify, you can leave reviews and ratings and those kind of things. For those of you that are coming to the live event, we'll see you tomorrow night. For those that aren't, you can see that on Saturday. That'll be our next video on the show. I don't think there'll be anything else between now and Saturday unless something else happens between now and then. So I wasn't expecting to be doing this video tonight either, hence the day off. But keep an eye on Claret & Blue, subscribe, and you'll see our content first. John, I'll see you tomorrow as well. And thank you very much. Up the Villa.
Thank you for listening to Claret & Blue and Aston Villa podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please do let us know. We love hearing your thoughts and comments. We'll be back soon with another episode. But until then, up the Villa.